Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle.
Yeah. Not even going to wait for Friday. The Deca Yeah on a Thursday. Now, generally, you know if I come out with that on a Thursday, you're quick to remind me, hey, Roman, it's not Friday, to which I typically respond, it is for me. It is for me. Except that's not what I'm doing. I'm just fired up. I'll be here tomorrow, but I'm fired up today. Welcome to the program, live from the Quicken Loans Studios. I am Jim Rome. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. I'm fired up because I've got a great program for you. Draft night in the NBA. I've got some NFL, I've got some Major League Baseball, and it is smack-off season. Lots to get to. Do not waste time. Open phones to start the show. The first interview is not until 40 past. So you don't have to wait. If it's a good phone call, I'll put you right up. You've got to get through Hawk to get to me, Adam Hawk, EP, Rome, Van Smack, the host. Very easy process. You call right now. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686, 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Best tweets get read on the air. Exceptional tweets get retweeted. That's how you build your brand. That's how you get more followers. I can help you if you come with the good stuff. And you can still shoot me an email at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. If you want to go to my Facebook page, it's a good thing to do because the squatter, the flight deck, James Kelly, spends a lot of time on that thing. It's a way for you to get to him. Go to our Facebook page. We're all about the social. Ballistic. In terms of the interviews, we're going ballistic, James Kelly. Ballistic. You could land a fighter jet on that guy's forehead. Go get him, James Kelly. Personal appearances are not show fodder, but bro, you got a runway for a head.
Okay, man, let's turn and burn.
Turn and burn, James Kelly. All right. What I've got today, Jalen Mills is going to join me at 40 past. Philadelphia Eagles cornerback, Jalen Mills. Hour number two, Green Bay Packers D lineman, Mike Daniels. Hour number three, the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons, Dwayne Casey. It is smack-off season. I've got another preview and a look back at prior smack-offs later on, but I want to start with some MLB. Now, you know there is no secret that Giancarlo Stanton has had kind of a tough first season with the Yankees. You know, whether it's the adjustment to the American League or the pressure that comes along with putting on the pinstripes, he has not been himself, not completely. In fact, what he's been has been a strikeout machine. There have been questions about his batting stance, his place in the order, why he's a noticeably different hitter at home versus that on the road. And to truly become a Yankee, you need a signature moment. And nearly halfway through this season, his only iconic moment in Yankee Stadium was being booed in Yankee Stadium. And it looked like that was going to continue last night against the Mariners, as he added two more strikeouts to bring his season total to 98. Meanwhile, Seattle got out quickly. 3-0 lead. They extended that to 5-0 in the top of the fifth. They gave back a couple in the bottom of the inning, another in the seventh, and then two more in the eighth on a two-runner from Gary Sanchez. Of course, that all set the stage for a pressure moment in the bottom of the ninth. Score tied at 5. 2 outs. 1 man on. Mariner Ryan Cook on the mound. Yankee Giancarlo Stanton at the plate. Cook gets ahead 0-2. And given that Stanton has been struggling so badly at home, and it's two strikeouts away from triple digits, the outcomes seem like a foregone conclusion. So, if you're Ryan Cook, you've got a couple of options. You could waste a pitch, or three, try to get Stanton to chase something out of the strike zone, or maybe get him to hit a weak roller. Or you can throw an 85-mile-per-hour slide piece right over the heart of the plate. You guess what Cook did, and then guess what Stanton did.
And the pitch. Driven deep to left center field. There it goes. Signature moment. See ya. A two-run home run. A walk-off. And the Yankees win 7-5.
Yes Network with the call. So that came in at 85. It went out at 117.9. It landed about a mile down the road. That was an absolute laser. Now, I could throw all sorts of details at you, like how it had the highest exit velocity of a walk-off home run since StatCast started, or how nobody else in baseball has as many home runs with exit velos above 115 as Stanton. But we don't need to get all seam head and egghead on it. I can tell you how amazing that home run was with just one sound. And it was not the sound of Stanton's bat on the ball. It was the sound of Ryan Cook's scream into the night. That was a signature moment for both those guys. I mean, sure, the home run was great. But the epic part of it was not the ball being smashed, or Stanton's trip around the bases, or the celebration that awaited him at home plate. The greatest part to me of that moment was Cook's reaction. Sometimes a pitcher knows that a ball is leaving the park the moment it leaves the bat. I'm pretty sure Cook knew that one was gone the moment the ball left his hand, because this guy's bent over and cursing in a hurry. That ball had barely gone over his head, and he was already going X-rated. Listen again. There's the crack of the bat and the drop of the bleep.
And the pitch. Driven deep to left center field. There it goes. Signature moment. See ya. A two-run home run.
That was like, bam, bam. Two bombs for the price of one. A Stanton bomb and an S-bomb. Truly iconic.
Ionic.
It was ionic.
Ionic.
Not just for Stanton, but for Cook. I mean, sure, Stanton gets the walk-off and his first Gatorade shower in Yankee Stadium, but Cook got off the loudest blast of that night. Now, I don't know if we'll look back at the end of the season and say last night was the moment where Giancarlo Stanton truly became a Yankee, but I know for a fact that was the moment Ryan Cook became a legend. I mean, there have been better home runs, but there has never been a better reaction by a pitcher to a home run.
And the pitch. Driven deep to left center field. There it goes.
Ionic. This guy's so great. I mean, that ball was barely out of his hand when he knew he had a problem. And barely off the bat where he knew he had a huge problem. This guy's bent over, dropping S-bombs. That was awesome. 1-800-636-8686. And by awesome, I mean ionic.
Ionic.
And don't look now. The Yankees are playing as well as anybody in Major League Baseball. And Stanton's going to be just fine. He's going to be just fine. All right, some other notes from baseball. I'm sure you've seen this. How about the Philly Fanatic launching a hot dog and dotting a kindly old lady's eye? You know, sometimes you go to a basketball game and they shoot T-shirts into the stands. You go to a Phillies game and they shoot hot dogs into the stands. And you might even be asking yourself, how much could it really hurt? I mean, it's unfortunate. Wrong place at the wrong time. But how much could a hot dog hurt? Probably not that much, right? Soft bread, soft dog. It probably wouldn't hurt. Unless they wrap that hot dog in duct tape. And then it probably would. And she got her eye dotted. Handled it like a champ, though. Kathy McVay, if you need her. That story's coming up a little bit later on. We'll have a little fun. Speaking of baseball, speaking of ionic, the College World Series is one of the most iconic events there is. People will do anything to get to a College World Series, especially this guy. Perhaps you've seen that story. Hey, you know, when I talk about seeing stories, the thing about seeing stories, a lot of things I talk about you've already seen. However, you get the prime Van Smack spin. Why do you think I've been here 30 years? Because I have a different point of view. So even if you've seen these stories, wait for my take. I mentioned the Smack Off. 24 years in, but the first time ever on television. What I want to do today is talk about the event, and I want to bookend a couple of calls. I want you to hear, because yesterday I went old school and I played a phone call from 2010, 2002. It's amazing to see how the show has evolved and how the smack has evolved and how the callers have evolved. What better way to do this than to bookend the last and first winning calls? Which I want to do. I want to play part of the first ever Smackoff winning call and part of the last ever Smackoff winning call so you can get a sense of what it sounded like then and what it sounds like right now. That's coming up later on. NBA draft is tonight. For the first time, the Lakers are relevant once again. It's pretty obvious what's going to happen at the very top of the draft, but once you get down to pick three, then it's not so obvious. We can hit that. Dear Rome, I wish my 19-year-old girlfriend would launch hot dogs at me. I'm going to stop right there. Who do you think sent that? Now, never mind that I've got several million listeners. I'm not asking you to run through like a mental checklist of the several mil who are listening. Let me read that first sentence once again, and you tell me who you think sent that. Dear Rome, I wish my 19-year-old girlfriend would launch hot dogs at me. Lef? Probably not. Raider Mike? Doubt it. Mona? Mona in Tennessee? I don't think so. Who would send me an email? Who would sign an email that begins, I wish my 19-year-old girlfriend would launch hot dogs at me? I'll tell you who would. Somebody who's about to get blocked. I'll just finish here off. Do you know how tired I am of the cheeseburger and milkshake diet? Some variety would be nice. Yours, Dane Cooks. With lard. Signed, Aaron in Omaha. Aaron in Omaha is blocked.
Blocked! Blocked! Omaha!
If you send me anything relating to Dane Cook, you're going to get blocked.
Blocked!
Dear Jim,
blocked!
I was there for Austin's last day. And you can be damn sure I'll represent tonight at the NBA draft. Signed, the awkward moment before a handshake or a hug.
Awkward.
Casey, New Hampshire. Unwore bro hugging. A total cop out. Wore my body of work as my resume and the strong non-Canadian handshake that you will receive when you say, Casey, you're hired. Casey, I'd hire you if I had any idea who you were. All right, once again, we are looking to fill that spot. Austin Huff left the program a couple of weeks back, and again, he's getting a lot more run since he left. That's 4 days in a row now he's been a topic on the program. In fact, he jumped the day. Not only jumped the day, but jumped the day into the first segment. Austin, my man, you should have left me a long time ago. I think that's four opens in a row. Austin is in St. Louis or will be soon. As I mentioned, he left to check out some greener pastures. Left like a boss. He left like a pro. But he left a gaping hole on the other side of the window. I'm trying to fill his spot right now because Hawk is trying to fill that spot unsuccessfully. So Casey is saying that his body of work should be his resume. That'd be great, Casey, but this is the only thing I've ever seen you send. Let's see. At Mom's Oops Baby. That's an actual Twitter handle. Well, I guess somebody had an unplanned pregnancy. You gotta love those kids running around whose parents told them, yep, you were a mistake. Yeah, we love you. We just didn't plan on you. Like this guy at Mom's Oops Baby. Hey, Jim, I don't know if the Suns are sweating their pick tonight, but I know I am. I'm always sweating. Signed, Sean Miller. So far, so bad. I'm looking for you to make the show better, not to bring me down. Jalen Millis is not coming up until 40 past, so that means the next segment is open for you. What do you want to hit on? Don't wait on me. If there's something that you want to talk about, if there's something you want to get off on, if there's something you want to bring to it, just do it. Don't wait for me. I'm not going to do what I have to do every single day to keep you straight. But otherwise, if you think that there's something that you want to hit that I'm not going to get to, bring it to me instead. 1-800-636-8686. Jalen Mills, Mike Daniels, Dwayne Casey, all coming up the next 2.5 hours. Let me ask you something. Do you know where I go for energy products? Sports nutrition or vitamins. I mean, I'm pumped up every single day, right? Because I've got the right stuff in me. GNC.
GNC Auto Deliver and save. With that, you don't have to worry about missing a daily dose of your favorite vitamins and supplements. You see, once you set up that free subscription, GNC takes care of the rest, shipping your products automatically, free of charge, and with 10% off the order. Not to mention, you will never pay a membership fee, and you can change your order at any time. Quality shipped, wellness delivered. Visit GNC.com or a store near you to learn even more. GNC.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Hours away from the NBA draft. Should be really interesting. We're talking more. In fact, this morning on our San Diego affiliate, I went out with Dan Cilio. And by the way, if you're in San Diego, we're going to be doing this every single morning for a few minutes. I'm fired up for it. We had a great time, Big Dan and I, this morning. And we talked about Kawhi Leonard. And he said that on his show he'd been talking about, hey, look, who's more to blame right here? Is it Kawhi Leonard or is it Pop? Is it Kawhi Leonard or is it the San Antonio Spurs? And my answer to that really is yes. Yes. And the reason my answer is yes is because it's so tough to know who is to blame because we don't know what happened. Nobody's saying Jack. We do not know what happened. And my point to that is, if in fact San Antonio misdiagnosed that injury and then they pressured Kawhi to come back, or if they misdiagnosed that injury and then they came down hard on him for trying to get a second opinion, then I'm going to blame the team. If that's what happened, we don't know exactly what happened. In terms of Kawhi, did he overreact to a lot of this? Maybe so. Probably so. So where does that leave us? Can they somehow reconcile? Or has that bridge already completely been obliterated and burned to the ground? I don't know exactly who is to blame, but I know who's got the hammer. I don't know who's to blame, but I know who's in a worse spot. Kawhi's got the hammer. The Spurs are in a worse spot. It's hard to imagine any team being in this situation with an all-NBA player, much less that team. One of the best-run organizations in all of sports. But that's exactly where they are and where he is. All right, in terms of the smack-off, I've been talking about the golden ticket. What's up, Hawk? You got something for me? In terms of the golden ticket, you need an invite to the event. I've got a golden ticket. Now, yesterday, Vadi in Pasadena emailed the program and said, hey, Rome, in terms of that golden ticket, exactly where is, quote, fluke in Fart Collins? And I said, Vadi, what are you, 5 years old? I mean, a fart reference. You grow the hell up, man. Yeah, Beavis and Butthead think that's lame. But take out the way he wrote that and just look at how he wrote that. In effect, he's saying, exactly where is Luke? This guy's got a golden ticket. And people are coming in and saying, it's lame and it's weak not to come in before the event. Where are you? You're hoarding your material. You're playing safe. In fact, you're not even playing safe. You're playing scared. If you're not coming in before the event itself, it's because you're afraid you're going to get your ticket ripped. I said, you know what? Luke's a good dude. Luke is about the right stuff. Luke is about the show. I know Luke is proud of the golden ticket that he earned. So in that sense, I've got no issue with it, but it's fair, right? I don't want you to get that one good call, and then even I start to question myself, you know, did that guy really deserve it, or did I get caught up in the moment? Prove to me that you do deserve that golden ticket. So I put him on the clock yesterday, and I said, Luke, you have until the end of the program on Friday to call the show with something, or you're going to get your ticket ripped. You can't play it safe. You can't play scared. So either he heard it, or it worked its way back to him, but he got the message. And here he is. I gave him until the end of the show tomorrow to make the phone call, and he made it in early today. We go to Fort Collins. Luke in Fort Collins on the clock with the call. Keep in mind, I've got his golden ticket. All this guy really needs right now is a solid phone call, and he's golden with that ticket. But he had to make the call. Let's find out. Luke, brother, what's going on? How are you?
All right, Jim, I'm great. First off, the name Vadi sounds like an abbreviation for vodka, so the dude's parents might need to get to an AA meeting soon. But, Jim, I've always been inspired by the JT the Brick story. It's my dream to work in radio as well, but I work in a restaurant right now. And it's busy. It's not easy to hear or call the show as often as I'd like. When I do have free time, I'm volunteering at a listener-supported radio station in Fort Collins. Hawk has told me that even that can give you the connection and the experience to land a real radio job, and that's what I'm after, dude. So I'm sorry I've been out for the Smackoff preseason, but when the finals roll around and the title's on the line, I'll be the Willis freaking Reed of the jungle. Later, pimp.
All right, Luke. So why don't we talk about what just happened here? I need to break down a number of these elements. He just called and said, well, the first thing that comes to mind is, I'm working at a volunteer or in a volunteer position at a radio station, but Hawk told me that's a good idea. Hawk said that's a good way to go about it. You're going to listen to a guy that failed out of junior college three times. That's your first mistake. The other mistake was Vadi. What kind of name is Vadi? Is that short for vodka? His parents better get to an AA meeting. That's not a good joke. A bad take, a bad joke. Luke, did you just say to me that at the end of the call, you're going to be the Willis Reed of the jungle? You mean Willis Reed, who was badly banged up, could barely walk, but somehow willed himself out to the floor to play in an NBA Finals? What's that got to do with what you're trying to do? Dude, do you have a jacked up leg? Do you have a shredded knee? How are you Willis Reed? What, like you're the great underdog? Is that what you're saying? Willis Reed was a great player. Willis Reed was a great leader. Willis Reed was just badly hurt. Are you hurt? Is there anything wrong with you physically, Luke? So that makes no sense either. And then your reason for not calling the program is you've been busy. Busy working. Busy trying to live the dream. Busy because you're so inspired by JT the Brick. And you should be. You should be inspired by JT the Brick. JT the Brick is a great story, which I'll get to later on. So I'm putting this all together, and you make that call like I asked, and that's your reason for keeping the golden ticket. Stringing together a bunch of things that make no sense whatsoever. And although I hate to do it, I think I've got to quote Mike in Indy. Mike in Indy was the one who said, it's the smack off, not the heartwarming moment off.
It's still called the smack off, not the heartwarming moment off.
But the thing about that call, Luke, and again, you're a good dude. There was nothing even heartwarming about that call. I mean, I don't know if that was, you know, hey, pimp, the reason I'm not calling is I'm really busy. And the reason I'm really busy is I'm trying to live the dream. I want to be JT the Brick. I want to be you, pimp. I'm putting in the time. I'm working for free. This is why I'm not calling. Either way, Luke, now you have even more time on your hands because that golden ticket that used to be in your hand is now back in my hand. Give it to me, Alvin. That is the sound of a golden ticket being snatched out of your hand and put right back here on my desk. For those of you who don't know, this is the sound of me giving Luke the golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket.
This is the sound of the reverse, me ripping the golden ticket out of his hand. And now the ticket is mine. Now, the good news is, Luke, this is not like that game they play at Christmas. What's that game called again? The Gift Exchange. White Elephant, Gift Exchange, whatever you want to call it. The ticket's not dead. The ticket's not dead on coming back to me. The ticket's still alive, Luke. You can still get it back. But based on the call you just made and based on how busy you are, I don't suspect that's going to happen. Listen, man, I hate doing that. I hate to have to do that. But as Mike Nindy said, it is the smack off, not the heartwarming moment off. The ticket is mine. The field just got smaller. Fluke, my man. Accept my personal apologies and the best to everybody living in Fart Collins. Hey, Vadi, don't be doing that. At Mac Destin tweets, Jim, helicopter him. Yeah, I did, Mac. Are you listening? And Mike D for three. That fart reference is so lame. Signed, puke in Burp Collins. You hear that helicopter? That's not left buzzing the tower. That's the sound of the ticket being ripped out of your hand and coming back into my hand. At Lincoln Grinch, Luke should get choppered and go back to making tacos. Whatever the hell that means. Den Lesks, Luke in Fort Schmacky. It's a nasty game, isn't it? See, I think that Luke's whole thing was, this is where Luke misplayed this so badly. Luke thought that when I said, I need you to call between now and the end of the show Friday, or you're going to lose your ticket. I think that Luke thought that he only had to call between now and Friday, or he was going to lose his ticket. What Luke didn't understand is he had to call and re-earn that ticket. He had to call and re-earn the ticket. I think he just thought he had to call. Tyler in Edmonton tweets, Luke in Fort Choppins. At PJ in the Mile High tweets, taking career advice from Hawk is just another way to say career suicide. Yeah, there was nothing about that call that worked. I mean, I can't even point to, you know what, Luke? It's not a good phone call, but that point you made right there, that's a really good point. You can keep it. There was nothing about that call that worked. The analogies, the reason he gave for not calling the program. I'm busy? You're busy. Luke, you're too busy. That's not a way to salvage the ticket. Yeah, hey, Pimp, I'm sorry, man, but I am really busy. Are you busier than me? Are you busier than anybody else? Man, we're all busy. Except for a couple of you that stay on hold all day long. I know you're not busy. All right, when we come back, Jalen Mills, Eagles cornerback. Luke, my man, that hurt you more than that hurt me. Sorry about that. It's a nasty game, the smack off. All right, so that golden ticket can go to somebody else. I've given one away this week, and I've ripped one this week. So we're at ground zero. Jalen Mills next. Sports update, though, right now. Here's Andrew Bogish.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A great field is headed to Cromwell, Connecticut to take on TPC River Highlands. Fresh off his impressive win, U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, got some big hitters looking to bounce back, including Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, the defending champ Jordan Spieth, who holed out of a bunker last year for the win, the Travelers Championship this weekend on CBS. Reaction still to Luke getting his golden ticket ripped. One Man Army tweets, savage pimp, damn, but you had to do it. Hashtag choppered. Rick in Buffalo is in. Rick tweets, Luke, welcome to the club, brother. It happened to Rick last year. Michael John Matrix. He tweets, hey, Luke, run. Go get to the chopper. At Sean Rohasic tweets, back of the line, Luke. Fake Kellen Winslow on Twitter. Vadi hooked you, Luke. You have no one to blame but yourself. Now back to the register. There is a line of people wanting their Big Macs. He didn't say, I'm not calling because I'm busy working at McDonald's. He said, I'm not calling because I'm busy volunteering at a radio station, trying to live the dream. All right, more on that coming up in a minute. But as promised, we're joined right now by a cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion, coming off a season where he had 86 total tackles, 22 passes defensed. He had 3 interceptions last season, 6 tackles, a couple of passes defensed in the Super Bowl. He was an All-American at LSU. He's hosting the Jalen Mills Celebrity Softball Game. It is Saturday in Reading, Pennsylvania. My guest is Jalen Mills. Jalen, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. It's good to have you on the show, Jalen. Now, when you and I talked last September, we talked about your road to the NFL and the fact that you were overlooked. You proved a lot of people wrong. And now, less than 1 year later, you are a Super Bowl champion. You're the Green Goblin. You're well on your way to becoming a household name. So let me start right here. What is life like for Jalen Mills these days?
Man, it's crazy. You know what I mean? It's crazy just for the simple fact that, you know, about Philadelphia, you know, their first Super Bowl. You know what I mean? My hair's green, so I can't go. I can't go too many places, you know what I mean, without getting recognized unless I have a hoodie or a hat on, you know what I mean? But, I mean, for sure, man, it's a wonderful experience, man. I think it just shows, you know, what hard work and dedication, you know, where it gets you.
Jalen Mills, my guest. You mentioned Philadelphia. I mean, it's a city that's been waiting so long for a championship. So what's it been like being around in that city and seeing fans celebrate after winning the Super Bowl? How much love are you feeling from that town?
Man, as much as you can get, man. It doesn't matter where you go. It can be from going to the gas station all the way from going to a high-end restaurant, man. It doesn't matter, man. The fans are everywhere. The fans are crazy, and they just – I repeatedly hear, man, you don't know what you did for the city. You don't know what you did for my family. You know what I mean? It's a love that, you know, that is really unmatched right now.
Now, Jalen, you're a young guy and you're just starting in your career, so you've got a lot of football left. I wonder, do you think that in that town it's always going to be like that? Do you think it's always going to be like that? You have no idea what you did for this city, like 20 years out? Or do you think at some point those same fans might be saying, what have you done for us lately?
I think it's a mixture of both. You know what I mean? I think it's the team that we had. We were so tight, and it was, the season was so special, especially with everything that we had to go through. You know, as far as the adversity, the injuries. You know what I mean? The type of games that we had to overcome, and people saying, you know, what we could and couldn't do. So I think as far as that part, you know, people saying you don't have no idea what you've done for the city. You know what I mean? That's gonna always be there. But at the same time, I mean, this is a blue-collar city. I mean, it's nothing but hard workers, and they're passionate about their football. So it's all, I think, on the opposite end of that, especially this season. I mean, especially coming off the season that we just had, of course. I mean, they're going to be hungry for more, just like we are.
Jalen Mills joining us. All right, so earlier this month, the team received its Super Bowl rings. You made the point that you never won anything in high school, and while you won bowl games at LSU, you did not win a national championship. So what was that red carpet ceremony like, and what did it feel like when you finally got that ring?
It was amazing, man. We honestly, I kid you not, we knew nothing about how the ceremony was going to be set up besides that it was a warehouse, an abandoned warehouse that they ended up renovating the inside and the outside of it, and that where the address was. That was it. Hmm. They gave us the address on a parking pass, and that was literally it. You know what I mean, so when I showed up, the cameras out there, you see, I mean, it was almost like a red carpet affair as far as, you know, how we walked in, man. I was just amazed, man. I just kept saying, like, wow, this is amazing. This is crazy. You know, I mean, I'm so surprised, man. It was really, really special, man, for sure.
Listen, you might not have known what to expect, but knowing you, you were prepared, and you got ready for it. In fact, you showed up to the ring presentation with a killer look. It was one that had people on Twitter comparing you to The Rock. So first off, were you intentionally going for The Rock's look? And then secondly, what was your reaction when he said you wore it better?
No, I actually wasn't. I was I was in the mall one day. That's actually a shirt that I have. I ended up getting maybe like 2-3 weeks ago. But I never, you know, you just go in the mall and you're like, man, that's a nice shirt. But I don't know where I would wear it to.
Right.
They're not even thinking about when I got it, about the ring ceremony. So I was going through my closet a couple of days before the ring ceremony. I was like, man, you know what? I want to go for a nice sleek look, but I don't want to dress up too much in a suit. I was like, I'm going to wear that shirt. And when I wore the shirt, of course, the guys on the team, they were joking to me about it. And then, like you said, Twitter blew up about it. And then The Rock ended up commenting back. It just everything just ended up working out together, man. Like I said, the night was crazy. It was a beautiful night, man. And that ended up happening as well.
We're talking to Jalen Mills. And then you got the ring, right? The ring is the thing. There have been so many amazing players that never got a chance to play for a ring, or so many amazing players that did get a chance but never got the ring. So when you look at yours right now, what do you see? What does the ring represent to you?
Man, every hardship that I had to go through in my life, like I said, from peewee, junior high, high school, college, I never won anything big. You know what I mean? Never won no type of little league championship, junior high, high school, national championship in college, nothing. You know what I mean? So I think it just shows, you know what I mean, if you just stay hungry but you stay humble, you know what I mean, that's where it gets you, you know what I mean? And I look at it every day. I mean, literally, I look at it every day. And it just reminds me, you know, what it took to get there. And the fact that I know what it took, and even our team, we knew what it took. I think that's just going to make us, you know, even better as a team, as a unit, and me as an individual.
We're talking to Jalen Mills. You know, Jalen, you told PFT yesterday that Carson Wentz looked like Carson Wentz in 7-on-7 drills. What did you see from him that made you feel that way?
Man, I mean, of course, it's not a pass rush, and he's not getting flushed out of the pocket or anything like that. But, I mean, him standing up tall in the pocket like he usually does, you know what I mean? Him going through all of his reads, all of his progressions, and not just staring the guy down, you know what I mean, worrying about, you know, how his knee's going to be feeling. You know what I mean, him going through all his progressions, and when he gets the opportunity, and our defense, we swarm to the ball now, so those windows are tight. You know what I mean? Him throwing the ball in those tight windows and trusting himself, so I think for sure, me seeing that, that was really, really big for me because I know the type of person he is and how much it means to our team.
So you like what you see. Do you get the sense that he'd be ready to go for the season opener against Atlanta?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, as far as his arm, he's throwing the ball, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we all know the type of quarterback Carson is, you know what I mean? Carson, he is a pocket quarterback, but he also, you know, he likes to when times come. He got known for extending plays with his leg. I mean, that's when the magic happened with Carson. You know what I mean? So, as far as that goes, I think we'll probably see. You know, the more when we get into camp, if they do, you know, let him run around a little bit more. So, I think that a better answer for that will come when we get to camp.
You got it, Jalen Mills, my guest. Let me ask you about high school really quickly, but not football. I want to talk to you about soccer. You played soccer in high school. You recently spent some time at the U.S. team practice, and then you went to the game against Bolivia. What was that experience like?
It was crazy. You know what I mean? I ended up falling in love with soccer late, you know what I mean, my senior year. And I kind of wished I had played it, you know, when I was younger. You know what I mean? So me just actually going out there and being a professional myself and actually going out and see other professional athletes, you know, perfect their craft and go out there and practice and have fun, man. That was amazing. On the other end of that, the game, man, it was 3-0. The young guys are out there having fun. You know what I mean? You can tell that they're hungry, man. And I really enjoyed it, man. It was eye-opening for sure.
Hey, do you think if you had gotten an earlier start and didn't wait till your senior year, that you might be playing on that national team?
Oh, 100%. I would have no choice. I would have no choice. I love soccer, man. It's crazy. I love the sport, man. I love everything that's going on right now with the World Cup and stuff.
All right, you're giving back, too. You've got your celebrity softball game coming up on Saturday at First Energy Stadium in Reading. You've got some big-time players coming. How are you as a softball player, and who are some of the other guys that you're expecting to show up?
I'm pretty decent. You know, I played in Carson's softball game, you know. I had a couple hits, you know what I mean? I did good. I scored a couple times, but I think, you know, as far as it goes, you know what I mean, we got a couple guys coming down, you know, a couple of my LSU guys, Corn Alexander, you know, Duke Riley's coming, you know, from Philadelphia. JP's coming, Alshon should show up as well. A couple other guys, Corey Clement is coming in. We're just gonna go out there and have fun, man, compete. And go out there and give the fans a show.
Jalen, that's what my man Clay Matthews thought until he took one off his face.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
All fun and games, man, until somebody turns one around on you. Was that not the craziest thing you ever saw in one of those games?
Yeah, it is, man. I'm gonna kind of use Carson's idea. We had a non-player be the slow pitch guy, but also at the same time, he was behind the net. So we're definitely going to have to do that just because we want to protect everybody out there. We want to leave the game with no injuries, you know, no bruises, no anything. You know what I mean? Just smiles and high fives.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really quickly, you mentioned the LSU guys. What about the LSU family? You, Jamal Adams, Leonard Fournette, all proud members of that LSU family. And you were all recently tweeting about running those 110-yard sprints back in the day. What were those workouts like, and were they tougher physically or mentally?
Man, there's nothing in the world that I think that you can train yourself, you know, exhaust yourself out to prepare for those, man. I think they're gonna be deadly. You know what I mean? Regardless, the humidity out there is crazy. We're probably out there running. It's 100+ degrees out there. I mean, the only thing that you got to keep you going is your brother next to you. You know what I mean? So I think as far as that goes, we were just pushing each other. I mean, as you seen the picture, we looked at dog tired, but nobody's gonna quit because the guy next to us was pushing us, man. So I think that's just, you know, shows. Even now, you see us in the NFL, how tight we are, you know, around the league still. That's one of the reasons why, because we went through those hardships together.
He was an All-American at LSU. He is now a Super Bowl champion. And a big day coming up on Saturday, the Jalen Mills Celebrity Softball Game, Saturday in Reading, Pennsylvania. Jalen, great to have you back, man. Congrats on the championship, and it's nice to have you on the show. Appreciate it very much.
And thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. Jalen Mills, he is electric. Man, he is such a good player and a huge personality. And he got that ring early in his career, and they're coming back to defend. But then again, maybe not. Sometimes when a team wins a championship, they're not defending anything. They act like it didn't happen at all, and they start from scratch. And Luke is still taking plenty on Twitter. This tweet, at DayTripper20. It's cool, Luke. My restaurant work led directly to radio fame. Signed, Rick Pitino. Anyway. Oh, what do you know? I'm out of time this hour. Good thing, too.
Let's play some basketball!
Yeah, let's play some basketball. Coming up in hour number two, who knows? Maybe somebody will get a golden ticket. Somebody just had one ripped. Mike Daniels, Green Bay Packers defensive lineman, joins me at 20 past. Also in the third hour, Dwayne Casey, the new head coach of the Detroit Pistons. 1-800-636-8686. NBA draft is this evening. I want to talk College World Series. I want to talk about the Phillies. I want to give you a heads up on Ep 41 of the Jim Rome podcast. And I do want to talk more about the Smack Off. All of that still ahead. Get up in here. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Hour number two coming up next.